What Reiki has shown me is that we have the feeling inside us. We know inside that there's more, and something inside calls to us to seek more inside. So now we can perceive that it exists, and because we can perceive its existence, we can ask for it, we can invite it, we can actually then receive it, because there's an external source and an internal source. So we actually perceive it, we invite it, then we receive it, and when we receive it, then it's revealed. And it's in the revealing that it becomes more than an idea and into a physical experience. And I love that about Reiki, that that's what it's about, is it's life force energy. Life force indicates there's a life, there's a force, there's form, there's existence. And so more and more understanding that Reiki is an energy that provides access to external sources of consciousness that assist us in waking up our internal sources of consciousness. So I'm passionate about teaching that. As we'll go through, I did the PowerPoint today, so Robin will go through and fix it afterwards, but it's presentable for tonight to just be able to share some of the concepts. But anyway, what we'll be doing in this class is, of course, working with the intention of manifesting your next step. The tools we're going to use to do that are Reiki skills and Reiki tools, Reiki techniques. And we'll be using Reiki energy and Reiki spiritual guidance to do it. And that's not saying that you can't bring in your other spirit guides and all your other beliefs. It's all integrated. But we're also working with, how does Reiki do this for us? How does that energy, how do we connect to it, access it, and utilize it for our inner guidance? Because through it all, your decision-making can change in a day. What you are prioritizing can change a half an hour from now. What always stays the same is your ability to access your inner guidance in all circumstances. So I feel one of the most powerful ways to do that is through learning how to use Reiki to journey. And by journey, that's where you can access states of consciousness that are not typically easily accomplished in your ordinary mind. What I want to also convey in this group is, even though in this setting, we are doing pretty lengthy Reiki journeys, I also want to teach you how to do a Reiki journey on the fly. Like, how do you use Reiki in the busyness? Because Kim, just like you were saying, I mean, you have this extensive family caregiving going on right now, and traveling, and kids and everything. And, you need probably some Reiki on the fly ability. It's like you've got to be able to access that inner guidance on the fly. And we're all in different situations like that, even if our situations aren't in, a serious circumstance. Because we also want to be able to use Reiki to innovate. you know, to be able to be in an inspired state of mind, to have our imagination aligned with what we're actually trying to create, because it's our imagination that begins the entire process of manifestation. So we use Reiki to heal, but we also use Reiki to empower. And that empowerment is through those practical daily ways that matter in our personal lives. And like Robin said, what I love about it is that it does it according to each of us and according to the needs that we are in. And so that's what we're doing here in this course, is really the, you know, the tagline for it is conscious action through inner guidance. So sometimes that feels a little bit different, because often we're taught how to do like conscious action, how to do that in a very linear, goal-oriented way. But this is really about using your inner guidance. The other aspect that I really believe that I have finally got the message that Reiki has been trying to teach me, and a lot of it through sessions, is that we also have to give an equal voice to our logical mind. We have our spiritual mind, so we're accessing that, you know, divine essence, that divine nature, when we're in these journeys, but we really need it to come back into our bodies for our daily life. It needs to be useful. And that's one of the best things with Reiki. So that's what this is about, because remember, the word is manifest. And manifest means to make physical. Now, to make physical can be a spiritual idea. To make physical can be personal development. To be physical can be relationships. So the category that you are listening about your manifestation for is personal. You want to be able to go into a conscious thought about your actions, accessing your inner guidance about your daily life in whatever category that you are prioritizing in this moment. And as we know, that changes. So we can have the long-term goal, the someday goal, the 5-year goal, the 1-year goal, the 1-month goal, the 1-week goal, the today goal. And we also know that we have priorities that come and get right in the mix. So that's what brings me here. And we are really passionate about the subject and so excited. Hi, Allison. To have you join us and be here in this circle. And Allison, I just finished introducing myself and kind of talking about the class. And so I'm going to unmute you and let you introduce yourself.